Okay, guys, so hope everybody is doing well. I thought I'd do a podcast with the, you know, the build up to Larne. Well, kind of just like race week, I suppose you could say. I have to say it's been probably like, not like, by no means like, yeah, it's been stressful. It's funny. I have an inability to almost like, not admit weakness, but just like accept sometimes if like something isn't like perfect. And that's not like weakness, but it's kind of like, you know, I might be like, oh, I wasn't nervous. I mean, I might not say that I was nervous. I was nervous, you know, and you just have this inability to kind of like accept like non-perfection. And I think we're all guilty of that a little bit, but anyway, this is Larne Half Marathon Race Week. I think race week is difficult. I think it's difficult for a lot of reasons. I think you kind of go through these like periods of training where life is kind of quite comfortable and it's kind of just you versus you could probably say, and you're out there and you know, I've been throwing things on YouTube, I've been putting things on Strava, and I guess yesterday I did like a little bit of like, not treadmill testing, but like I was able to move the session that I would have done outside to do it on the treadmill. And it kind of, you know, it made sense. It looked a session that could be done on the treadmill, and the physiologist was free. And, you know, in the summer with kids being off school and that sort of thing, it can be more challenging to sort of find time to match up with the, you know, the physiologist. It had also been 4 weeks since I had done any kind of testing in the lab that would, you know, look at that like fat burning, running economy, that sort of thing. And so it felt like it was a good opportunity to capitalize on that kind of stuff, but it was kind of a not great time, and when you've got a, you know, a race coming up. And so I had literally just done a YouTube video. I think I did it, you know, I was talking about like a long run, and I had sort of briefly touched on the topic that I hadn't really trained for the half marathon. And so to kind of give like context to that, it's kind of like you're constantly training, I hope, right? So you're a runner, you're me, right? And you're running 90 mile a week, and to say that statement, like I haven't trained for the half marathon, it's kind of like, fuck me, mate, you run fucking 90 mile a week and you make all these little decisions to, you know, be a good runner, and what the fuck do you mean you haven't trained for it? It's true, I run 90 mile a week, but if you've been following Strava and you've followed the, you know, the any of the YouTube stuff, any of the sessions, bearing in mind that I would plan or hope to run a half marathon at like, you know, like 4:45 to maybe 4:50 per mile. If you look at anything I've done, and this is a very similar story to like the 5K, for example, it's not that you'll not see any training at those sort of paces. There's a few, but there's a lot more training linked to, you know, Berlin Marathon. And actually, even if you were looking at the likes of the training for Berlin Marathon, like besides a couple of like kind of progressive long runs, you could sort of say, for Berlin Marathon, I'm still at the point where the like longest rep at maybe like race effort, you know, you're still only looking at like 3k or 4k. And so over the next like 4 weeks, that's where those reps go from 3k to 4k to likely 7k, 8k, right? And so with Larne, I made this statement. I said, you know, I haven't really trained specifically for it. And I say statement, it's not like I'm fucking Lionel Messi telling the world that I'm like moving club. But I kind of made this like comment that, you know, like kind of stands true, where it's like, I haven't really trained for the half. And that's because all the training I've done is as specific as I thought it could be for Berlin. And in a different template or plan or training plan, you could say, I actually did pencil in a couple of sessions to help Larne. And those sessions were 4x2 mile, 3x3 mile, and then I was going to do 6 to 8 miles in one go, where I kind of started at a somewhat easier effort to sort of like than half marathon effort. So, you know, maybe like 5 minutes per mile. And then as I got going, that would have picked up and hopefully I would have finished at like 4:45 pace, for example. And so that would have been like a progressive hard effort that might actually have felt almost harder than race day. And the reason I would have pinpointed sessions like that or like planned sessions like that in is because that was the kind of stuff that I did in 2020 when I, forgive me, for when I ran really quick, right? So when you look back at 2020, when I do, and I look at the training, it's like, well, shit, like, no wonder you felt good on the day of Lauren half marathon. You know, you'd done, that training wasn't planned. It was just what I did up the mountain with, you know, the group of athletes that was up there. But when you look at it, it's kind of like, well, shit, yeah, like it was super specific to what would help a half marathon. Now, I'm not writing off the half marathon before the gun even goes, even though yesterday I bloody was. But it's more just matter of fact. Now, what I will say is when you make a decision like a month ago, and it's kind of like, hey, let's prioritize Berlin. Let's make sure all the training is going to help Berlin, because I don't want to like have a same situation as like 2020 when I think the half marathon goes better than the marathon, even though the marathon goes really well, but it still, I think, could have went a bit better if I didn't, you know, prioritize, even though I didn't do it on purpose, but if the training was more geared towards a full and not a half, right? And so you make this decision like a month ago, and then race week rolls around and you're like, ah, fuck. It's kind of like, shit. Do you know what it's like? It's like when you have a big journey the next day, like a big car journey, and the night before you could go fill up the car with fuel, and you're kind of like, nah, I don't really need to or want to, or I can't really be bothered. And then the next morning comes and you're like, oh, why did I not just go do that? That's kind of what it feels like right now. So the testing yesterday was like, it was really good up until we got to like, probably like efforts above marathon effort. And then it was like, shit. And so that that was kind of like, not like alarming, but just like, I should be really happy with this test because, or like not test, like monitored session, we could call it. It's kind of like, oh, I should be really happy with this. And, you know, I should be really like delighted that, you know, all the training, all the decisions that were made that, you know, help Berlin, that, you know, they're paying off and it's all looking good. But then a part of me was like, yeah, you know, I would be really happy about that. But the race in like literally like 6 days time, it's kind of like, yeah, that race is run at, yeah, the part of the test that wasn't looking as good as it could have looked. And that's kind of like, yeah, that was quite like, quite alarming. Like I try to be as honest as I can on the likes of the podcast and YouTube, and it really got to me a little bit. It just made me feel a bit vulnerable, I suppose you could say, because it was like, it's easy to make these decisions, you know, like you can make the right decision a lot of the time. And that's, you know, that's the right thing to do, like make the right decision for, you know, your biggest goal, your biggest priority race. But like every time I stand on the start line, it's still an opportunity to, you know, like, forgive me, but like it's an opportunity or a day where I'll be judged. And it's kind of like, I don't know, like it's kind of like people probably look at what you're doing and they see like the, and I know everybody listening is going to be thinking, don't worry about what everybody else thinks and nobody's going to judge you and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, you say that, but like people do, like it's just a fact of life. Like we find it difficult to understand everybody's context in every situation. And so it's easy to be judgmental when you don't possibly understand a situation fully, don't have time to understand a situation fully, and rightly so, probably just can't fucking be bothered understanding everybody's situation, especially an athlete that puts themselves out there probably as much as I do. And so the danger is that like, I think I set myself up not for like, it's not failure. And look, believe me, like I'm fit, right? And so I've had a really consistent good block of training. The marathon stuff is likely looking better than, you know, it ever has before, which is awesome. It's really thorough. It's been really consistent. And that is likely better than a lot of people's preparation. Just that sheer consistency. The problem is that somebody, you know, can be probably less fit, which sounds stupid. Somebody can probably be not as well trained, which again sounds stupid. But if they've done the 4x2 mile, they've done the 3x3 mile, and they've done the 68 mile in one go, and maybe they've done each of those sessions twice, well, they're probably going to handle race day like a little bit better. And it's not that they're going to handle race day a little bit better, it's just that they're going to be able to extract more out of their body on the day, where I might or might not, we don't know yet because the race hasn't happened, but I may or may not find myself a bit like limited in terms of like how hard I can push. And I'm probably going to find that at one pace, I'm like super in control and it's super easy. Not easy, but like really comfortable. And then as I pick that up, it's not long before I go from like, I'm chilling to like, fuck, this is hard work. And that's physiology. That's not psychology. That's you haven't worked on being able to extract that bigger effort out of yourself. I mean, a part of it's psychology too. You know, don't get me wrong. If you've done the, you know, 4x2 mile, and then you've done something like 3x3 mile, and then maybe you do that 6 or 8 mile in one go, you're probably going to find that quite difficult. So of course, the next time you go do that, it's not going to be as difficult, right? And so, fuck, the alarm bells were going off yesterday a lot. It was a tense day. But that's okay. Like I'm a big believer in, you know, putting yourself in situations that, you know, perhaps you're not totally prepared for, and that like that's fine. Like it's not, you know, the reason I do this podcast is because, don't get me wrong, like I could go on Sunday and have an absolute stormer, and then I'd be like, fuck guys, like sorry I was moaning on like Wednesday, you know, sorry I was like negative on Wednesday. And but that's kind of just life a little bit. And it's not so much negativity. I still slept really good last night. I still, like, you know, had a fairly solid day towards the end of the day. It's not negativity in that world. It's just the more you logically look at things, it's like, all right, well, yeah, you're probably not as, you know, thoroughly prepared as maybe you could be, but in 4 weeks' time, I think you'll be happy that you did it. And in 4 weeks' time leading into Berlin, you'll likely be happy that instead of doing those two or three sessions that might have helped learn, you had something else that you needed to fix at the time. And so what I really needed to do, and what I really needed to fix, you could say, was it had been a long, long ass time since I had pretty much been able to get my lactate back to like 1. And so we kept seeing numbers like 2, 2.1, 2.2, 2, all this sort of stuff. And that was like, I'd finish a warm up, it would be 2. I'd run, you know, a 2K on the track, which, you know, for me at like maybe 320 per K, it would be 2.1. And that's kind of like, it shouldn't be like that. Most people should be able to get that lactate at 1. You might have to run really bloody slow, but it should be possible. And so, looking at some of the training, there was likely a bit of like maybe overtraining, maybe too much intensity, you know, maybe pushing stuff a lot. And so I had to kind of like back off quite a bit. And then by backing off, that's why if you have followed Strava or YouTube, you'll see, you know, I'm not running like super fast speeds, but like towards the end of a long run, I might be running like 5:10 per mile, 5:05 per mile, and, you know, the lactate's 1.4 or 1.2, which is like, whoa. The problem with that is 5:05, 5:10, you know, albeit pretty quick and you know, good, it's not 4:45 to 4:50, which is the half marathon. So I think yesterday was just like a shit. I did make a decision 4 weeks ago to fix this other stuff. I have, by all accounts, been training well, you know, training hard, if that's a term, but not necessarily have I been training specifically for Larne. The race coming up, and then race week is like, shit, nerves. And but I'm honestly a big believer in, you know, when I warmed up for the 5K, I made a joke that was, once I get to like 800 meters in like 210, well, every lap after that is like a season's best. I hadn't gone 1 kilometer at that pace. I hadn't gone, you know, a mile at that pace. And so literally after 800 meters, it was like, this is unknown territory. We've not been here this year, but let's see. That's likely now going to be the exact same situation on Sunday. The furthest I've done at that, I've trained good, I've trained well, I've trained consistent. But as a matter of fact, the furthest I've gone at that pace or race effort is 2 mile. So that makes me nervous. but it's kind of that same situation, because think about it, like the 5K was 12 and a half laps. Well, you know, this is 13 mile. I had gone 2 laps at, you know, 5K pace. And here we are, I've gone 2 mile at half marathon effort. And so it is what it is. But I'm a big believer in, like, you have to be willing to, you know, go and give it your all in any walk of life, especially when it's linked to like what you do as a day to day, what you maybe do as your job. It's like, you can't always be the best prepared you'll ever be. The last thing I'll sort of say on that, not to kind of go on about it, I actually looked at like my, call it like top 10 race results. You can go to like World Athletics and they have like your all time top 10. And it's based on this like point system that exists. And it was actually really interesting reading, because I've obviously got these like, you know, 209 and 6108 and these like incredible performances. But then outside of like those performances, like there's really like the top 10 isn't like great. and the reason I say that is because it's kind of like, well then if you're, and forgive me here, but hear me out, it's kind of like, well, if you're not as good as you think you are, you can't always think you're this 61 and 209 and blah blah blah, right? So if actually your top 10 is like, it's good, but it's not like incredible, as in like, if I ran, you know, I can't be thinking a Sunday as like, if I don't run 62 minutes, it's a fail, right? Like, actually, I think if I ran like 63, like 10, something like that, it still breaks into my top 10, which when you think about a 20-year career, that's kind of a big deal. Anytime you do something or achieve something that's like inside that top 10, I mean, that's a big deal. And I think the reason I tell you that, and the reason I kind of looked at that myself, was kind of I wanted to look at like the 5K, for example. So the 5K, I ran 13:48. That's, I think, 1,040 points. And I think the equivalent in a half marathon is something like 63:30, right? And it's kind of like, what I wanted was to make sure that over this next like 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is, that each time I'm sort of racing, or making a decision if it's, you know, worth racing or not, or important to race or not, it's kind of like, well, let's take a step forward. So on that note, if you were going to Larne and you wanted to take a step forward, well, then you'd want to be ahead of the 5K performance, which was, you know, like I just said, 1,040 points. So actually, like, if you went out and ran 63:30 and that's 1,050 points, I'm not sure if it is, but hypothetically, if it was, well, you can't be like disappointed. You can't be like pissed off. You can't keep thinking a race result is only good if it's close or back to your best ever. It's just, that's bad juju, you know? And that's not the term to use, but that's just like bad form. And I tell you that because I want you to listen to that. And I want you to think the next time you're thinking about racing or planning to race, and maybe because you're not ready for that, you know, big result that you'd have loved, And it's far easier, likely for, okay, first of all, it's never easy to stand on a start line if you don't think you're fully prepared. But it's probably a lot easier if you don't have like a audience, like perhaps, you know, I've set myself up with, but like that was like a choice on my behalf. Like nobody made me set up an audience. Nobody made me like put myself out there. Like I clearly enjoy to. But it's the same for everybody. If you're going to put yourself on the start line when you're not necessarily perhaps ready or trained for your best ever, but think of it as, well, yeah, but it might like crack my top 20. It might crack my top 10. Too many people have these like wild card results. Like 209 and 61 was like, they were like wild card results. They weren't the kind of thing that I was like banging out every Sunday. I certainly wasn't going to like, I don't know, the local park run every Saturday and running like 13 minutes for 5K. And so I think that's important. I think it's important to just always be trying to improve that top 20. And if you're looking at it and you're kind of like, well, yeah, like shit, I might not be able to run 61:30. Some of that might be down to choices because I didn't pick the Larne half marathon to be the A goal. If I did, well then yeah, I might have done some of those sessions that would have helped. Same as the 5K. If I really wanted that 5K to go really good, well then maybe I'd have picked two or three more sessions. Maybe I'd have raced another one. Maybe I'd have done a 3K in the build up or a 1500. It helps. But if you can still go and run a pretty solid result, well then the day that you don't run ever again, you can look back and you'll have these like just much more solid top 10 results, top 15 results. And that's top 10 across every discipline. If you want to start talking about like the half marathon specifically, I think I've ran 61:08, 63:08, and then 63:50. And so it's kind of like, well, shit, kid, like just go out and get like your, just move that, move the pace forward that you're like, this is my top five half marathon results, right? My fifth one might be like 64:40. Sorry, my fourth one. So it's like, well, shit, yeah, well, that means that like your top five currently might be like 61, 63, 63, 64. And I don't even know, 65, 66? I don't know. And so, yeah, I think it comes back to like, don't worry about what everybody else is thinking. Don't take yourself too seriously that you're not willing to just go out there and just run. It's pure, it's freeing, it's lovely. And yeah, give it your best. See what you can do. So that's where we're at. I know I have probably like the Thursday to Friday to Saturday to Sunday. I have like 4 days to talk myself out of it. I'm joking, kind of. I've kind of like 4 days now to really capitalize on like recovery and you know, giving myself like the best chance, you could say, of it going well, which is just taking life easy, you know, not doing too much in training, you know, looking after the little things like the recovery stuff and nutrition stuff and all that kind of good stuff. Get the psychology in the best place it can possibly be, have your race plan, and then go race, you know? But I hope you find something in there insightful. You'll not always be the best prepared. You'll possibly not be the best athlete prepared on the, you know, the start line, but you're likely the best prepared that you could be at that moment in time with where your priorities were at. But yeah, hope you enjoyed that. Check out the running school if you haven't already, joggingroom.com, lots of stuff on there, possibly to help with like psychology. I probably need to dive into some of that myself. But yeah, take care, be well, enjoy your running, don't beat yourself up so much, don't be so hard on yourself. And it's just fucking running at the end of the day. I think we forget that quite a lot. But yeah, all the best.